Watch this.
The Joker and the Devil. Lowering several. I'm lowering my level.
And I just talked over it now.
We start over.
No.
Take two.
Plus the headphones are on.
Hey everybody, this is Ripped in Half. I'm Steve.
And I'm Jason. And, oh, wait a minute, what? No, he's not here.
Oh, we don't have a recording for that, huh?
Uh-oh. We just put a fake recording for him every time. Get a puppet for the
I'm
day.
And I'm Eric.
Yeah. It's not a hard voice to do, yeah.
Not really.
It was pretty on par right there.
And I'm Eric.
And, overburn Mr. Wedge in the background with his tower of fucking computers.
As always, the big cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I picture you more as some kind of, I don't know.
Hard
to
Gouda?
Yeah, I say hard to kind of swallow. Mr. Like Ranch. Like Gouda.
Mr. Ranch.
That's what women say.
Is that what you yell at when you're
having
sex?
Quit eating that asparagus.
When you're having sex. Come here, big witch.
That's what I call my penis.
Yeah, when you're looking at a mirror in a funhouse.
No, he has a mirror in his bathroom. That's why he looks at his dick all the time. Draws a happy face on it. How are you, Mr. Witch? He's all like, shakes it like, I'm doing great.
It's perfect time for doing that.
I know, exactly. And move the mic.
No, could I get some of that,
whatever the you're drinking. Shell fuel?
Yeah. Sailor Jerry's.
Ripped in Half's magic elixir.
That's what we need. Just get free all the time. And then we fucking... We'd even show up for the show anymore. Just fucking shit face all the time.
That's what Eric's doing.
No, Eric's at home because he's got the scabies.
He's got something. That's what he texts me right now. He's got bites and shit all over his fucking body.
Oh, he's probably doing bath salts.
Well, apparently, these bites he's got
right now. That's him gnawing on his own skin.
They're all pustule and infectus.
He's got herpes all over his body. Yeah. That's what happened, man. That's what the first thought in my head. Either bug bites or fucking...
I don't know. When I heard it, I was thinking, all right, which nasty bitch was he fucking?
Let's drop down the list.
Yeah.
Every relationship he's ever had.
Pretty much just, you go in the bar and you close your eyes and point, and if you hit a girl, that's her.
Well, that is, if you go to the bar at, say, 11 o'clock in the morning.
She's in the corner, passed out still.
He likes them old and big.
He does.
Rotund.
He likes the curvy ones and shit. No, but, okay, well, he's not here. Maybe he's here, but he's texting me like, I can't be here because I'm embarrassed to be on camera with all the pustule shit on my face.
I don't want to fucking be here. I have to sit next to him. I don't want to catch that shit. I don't need his fucking crotch crabs jumping ship. No, thank you.
You can actually see them just, like, hopping over. Like, yeah, that's going to work.
Little tiny parachutes deploy.
Like the South Park, I got to save my baby. They have a gun fucking battle right on your fucking shoulder trying to get over there. Ends up in your fucking goatee.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Damn. Shit.
That's how he got it, actually. See, built immunities.
So
that was the last time Eric mixed out with you.
I swear I'll get the special shampoo.
The special shampoo.
You know, comes like we can rub it on each other.
From PetSmart.
Comes with a little fine comb and everything.
I like those tiny combs. Brush my shit out. It all smooth.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. So how you been then?
Tired.
Tired?
Been very tired. I had to rebuild a fucking wheelchair ramp this week.
For you? That's the lazy one.
I kind of needed it after I was finished.
It's like, I'm glad I built this ramp. You built this ramp just to be tired, just to be lazy after you built the ramp.
No, I did it for my mother-in-law, you know, cause she's paraplegic, wheelchair-bound, all that. And the one she had, whoever originally built it, God, it was fucked up. No support beams or nothing. I'm surprised this thing lasted as long as it did. By the time we tore it up, it was just fucking completely rotted in and out, and underneath was just like alive.
What?
Dude, there was so much fucking...
Who was disturbing my resting place?
Yeah.
Mummies and shit come out of it.
Fucking troll.
You took two parts of a scarab and put it together.
No, this thing had like all kinds of fucking spiders.
You didn't say the magic words before you fucking pried it open and lifted it.
Zim zim bala bim.
Atu varata niku.
I didn't say the words exactly right, but you know, I kind of said it.
Yeah, I said it. Enough. No, dude, there was like all kinds of fucking spiders down there. I'd say at least 10 different varieties of spiders, and there's just there by the hundreds.
Jesus.
Yeah. Fucking, you know, they had some of the spiders that everybody out here calls daddy long legs that were almost twice the size of my hand. Yeah.
I like those pictures of people from Iraq and shit and have those crazy
ass. Oh, the
shit.
Fucking the camel spider? Those things are gnarly.
You had one of those?
No. No, I don't have any of those.
You should take pictures of them.
I didn't want to get near them. Dude, there was fucking widows the size of my palm. Both black and white, which is crazy because I've never actually seen a white widow before.
I've seen some white widow.
Really?
Eric's bitch.
Yeah, so you saw Eric's girlfriend, huh?
We shoved in a bowl. I had a good time.
But
she had some crystals on her, man. You see the crystals and little hairs on her?
But no, it took me and one other buddy 2 days to completely build this thing properly.
I meant 2 days to clear out the fucking spiders. You know, there are airsoft guns trying to shoot them. Like, there's one. Had to make a trip back to Big Five, get some more.
That would have been funny, actually. Fun, actually. I didn't even think.
Here, I'm modifying the springs. Like, hey, check this out. It goes to the wall. I had a friend who did that, too. He modified fucking airsoft guns. And he walked in his house. There's fucking, like, airsoft balls all over it embedded inside the fucking
wall. Yeah, and that was he using the plastic ones or the metal ones?
Plastic ones.
Really?
He'd mod plastic ones.
Wow.
That fool's on dope.
No, not the guns.
Don't do anything.
I'm talking about the BBs themselves. Was he shooting the plastic or the metal?
Oh, no, he's shooting plastic.
Wow.
But I thought you meant the guns were plastic. No. He's shooting fucking plastic little balls, and you see him there, too. And he had a little mini gun rack. They're like, these aren't real guns. They got fucking little orange tips on them and shit.
Did you ever get shot by one?
Shot up one of my friends in the nuts with it.
I tried to kill myself with one.
No, it was a funny story. I was fucking with my buddy years ago. He was over at my house, sitting in my chair on his phone with his girlfriend. So I thought I'd fuck with him. So I pulled the clip halfway out, and then I fucking cock the gun to, you know, like I'm loading a BB into it. Thinking, okay, all it's going to do is it's going to dry fire. I've done it many times.
What I've done that many times too.
What I didn't realize is that when
I go like twice in a row, I dry fire.
Yeah,
that's what I call it.
What I didn't realize is when I was pulling it back, I thought
it was my only term I ever had. Like I didn't know it spread around and shit.
What I didn't realize is that when I was cocking the gun, I accidentally knocked the clip back in. So I did not know. I really loaded the chamber. And I pointed at his dick and fired and hit him in the left testicle. He's on the phone with his girlfriend. All of a sudden, you just hear him go, oh! I couldn't stop. I was crying. I was laughing so hard.
No, she thinks she's cheating on him. Like, I just nutted. She thinks he just came on the phone and shit. Like some other girl's giving him a head, and he finally just ejaculated in her mouth.
That would have been better if I would have had the staple strip joint music playing in the background.
I don't know what strip club music is. That's strip club music?
Yeah.
I always thought, like, no, what's good, like, strip club music?
That Sweet Cherry Pie song or Pour Sugar on Me. Whoever does that song.
I don't know. I saw one stripper fucking.
That's like 80s strip club music, though.
I think they still play that.
Yeah.
It's classic music, you know?
No, I saw one chick, hot as fuck, but she was like more the, you know, the rocker
cool
type stripper.
Doing it around.
Yeah, I know. She was the rocker stripper. You know, stick matches on her nipples and fucking light them and everything. She was doing
what?
She was stripping too.
How'd you stick the match on her nipple?
Well, you know, what she'd do is she'd lick the paper tip part of it.
Oh, the paper ones.
Yeah, and press it on there and stick, and then she'd use another fucking
match. In my mind,
to light
I thought there were wood ones.
And they'd fucking burn while she was stripping.
That's like an 80s that's sometimes like an 80s movie when a stripper comes out.
Yeah, Warren.
Warren? Okay.
Yeah. But while she was doing that, she was stripping to Pantera, Cowboys from Hell.
That works out too?
Yeah, it didn't work out great.
This just reminds me of the guy who's in Celebrity Rehab.
Who?
The guy from the song.
Oh, that's why it reminds you of him. It kind of reminds me of this guy from Celebrity Rehab.
Now we know why. It all makes sense.
That's how I relate to people. That's how I relate to like old celebrities now. So what reality
what
show?
What reality show is on?
Wasn't she on The Apprentice? Back in her heyday.
He was in that show with the people in the house that had the Andy Warhol painting in the back.
It's a real life.
Ah, thank you. Yeah. He reminds me of the guy who was in episode 3 of season 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have that on DVR still.
Really?
Yeah. No, I bought the season. I love the commentary in those things. They're great.
I thought you were about to say you got it at Comic-Con. So it sounded like you were about to say it at first.
Yeah, he was there dressed in dressed as like an anime character, and he's selling the DVDs.
He was dressed like the Tick. Kept running around going, "Spoon!"
I was going to say that.
And every now and then, you just see him hiding behind Boba Fett's ass, peeking around a corner. Weird.
For a photo op, just to get seen.
Yeah.
He's hanging with a bigger celebrity than him. Like, we fucking know each other. They hang out all the time. Like, what? You hang out with a fictional character all the time?
Yeah, dude, we're always going down to the pub.
Yeah, okay. Boba Fett's British in this scenario? Yeah. They buy fish and chips together.
But haven't you seen the original Star Wars series? Everybody was British in that. All the stormtroopers. The Death Star was filled with British people.
So you saw the guy's face. He looks like fucking like Mexican.
Yeah. No, that was for the prequel series. I'm talking about.
Yeah, but they altered it later in the same guy's voice.
I know that.
I hated that.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. I like the original fucking guy's voice.
He said one word the whole film.
Well, no. All the stormtroopers sound like that guy because that's him.
He better not be damaged.
No.
No, good to me, damaged or dead or something like
no,
that.
No, all the stormtroopers sound like him because their clones is him. So they changed the original ones later. They all sound like him, no matter which ones talk.
You know, I've rewatched them and I don't recall hearing the stormtrooper voices being different, only Boba Fett's. Because in Star Wars chronology, by that time, the stormtroopers are not made of clones anymore.
They hire people?
Yeah, they have Imperial Academy and everything.
How do you get that job?
As far
please,
as
please, can I have it? Just ask.
Yeah, no, you just enlist with you enlist with the Imperial Forces as one of their normal guys, not as an officer. And yeah, you're a stormtrooper.
They have like recruiters that come to your house and bother you on the phone all the time, they do when you fucking get out of high school.
They show up at your high school
after you take your ASVAB.
Yeah. We want you for the Imperial Army. We think you can serve Lord Vader most rewardingly.
You know, cheering like, "Mom, I got in." I'm a maintenance guy.
I hope they don't station you on Tatooine. I hear they've been having a civil unrest lately. No, Mom, I've been stationed to this new place called the Death Star.
They have British accents in your scenario still.
Yes. He's from Dantooine.
You know, Mom. That was a long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far, far away. Across the pond, you know.
That's the considered across. That's life speed for them. Yeah. Across the pond. That's what they call instead of light speed for a while.
Every now and then,
activate cross the pond.
Every now and then, the stormtroopers kind of walk into a room, just randomly opening doors, like, excuse me, and turn around.
They stop fighting for tea.
Yeah.
And crumpets.
Tea and crumpets.
No, like, I think Eddie Izzard did it best. You know, what is it, Lieutenant Sebastian? Well, it's the rebels, sir. Well, what about them? They're here. Do they want tea?
But I always wonder how you get that job. I mean, it didn't seem easy. I mean, like, if you're dumb. Same with, like, real fucking I'm sorry to say this. Like, we're like real Marines. Like, that's like an onion joke. Like, the bottom percent of our class goes off to fight another war. And I feel the same way,
too. Not like
that's why they die. They have armor and get lasers and they die. That armor sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It's plastic.
Okay, like the Marines. It's not like they enlist to solve quantum physics.
If I have a flak jacket and take a bullet, there's a good chance I'll live. No one's even that last fucking, like when you fucking play Modern Warfare, like that one last death shot. No one's doing that. They just die. Maybe and they get in the arm.
They don't really believe in the war, so they're just kind of like, okay, I'm just going to pretend to lay here. It's going to make it easy for you guys.
Plays possum.
Yeah. Because it's just the light, and it reflects off of them. Like, you singed my... I have to scrub this thing white again. This sucks.
Shit, Lord Vader's coming. All right, everybody just lay down and play dead. Cleaning.
Why do you think Leia could fucking shoot those guys? They let her. He stood out in the middle of the... In the hallway. Like, let's get them. Pew, pew, pew.
They were very easy targets.
No, since they all have helmets
blend in with the background. I mean, what's wrong with these people? It's the first thing you do. You make them look like dark gray hallways. Well, I found the like, to me, this song is the perfect like stripping song.
Oh, really?
Or stripper song, because like every time I've ever been to the strip club, this song always comes up.
Yeah. I always thought, like, whenever I hear this song, I start stripping.
He's gonna play the Imperial March.
No.
I think everyone knows this
song. Oh God, this one.
Yeah.
I can't listen to this song anymore. Like the normal version. Ever since I found the other one where instead of sail, it's fail. And it's like all these fail videos that go with it.
That's funny.
I don't know. So every time I hear this, when they go sail, all I'm hearing is fail! Sail!
See, you can imagine like a stripper dancing to this.
No, there's another.
Oh, I gotta remember it.
Oh. All right, I got one for you to find. Go on YouTube and look up Screen Team Fail. Fail songs.
It's the same song.
The same thing.
Yeah, it's better though. I can't like hear this now.
Visually, it's funny because you see all the fails.
No, okay, but it's not.
It's true.
It's not the same. I know.
No one hears that just to hear it.
Actually, I do. I like the song though. I actually like the song.
No, I like.
It grew on me. At first, I wanted to hate it, and then it's just catchy.
You're too influenced.
No, and that's why I like the other one. It's not like the fucking LMFAO
song. Like.
Yeah, I like you're like song that cut.
Yeah, see,
yeah,
why?
Because I hear it ever it gets stuck in my head, and then it's just playing in my
That's
head.
How pop songs you know why? I love repetition.
He doesn't hear it as often as we do every fucking week.
I imagine he probably did, and he grew to like it. He became a zombie and shit.
Mm-hmm.
See, they caught you, man. They got you.
Except I've never done like I never shuffled.
Shuffling is the dumbest thing in the world, mostly because people can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a bunch of drunk, like, especially our bar. Our bar is like a middle-aged bar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fucking, like, a bunch of old people who are drunk trying to do the running man. And that's all the fucking
they're all
is.
Trying to do the running man.
Yeah, it's funny as hell, though. There's one chick who goes
like, if you see a youngster do it who knows the fucking dance, and they can pull it off. But if you see an old person do it, it's pretty much just the running man. The running man. The remedy man.
No, it's like that one.
It's a drug dealer.
No, that one.
Remedy man.
The one blonde chick, though, that tried to do it last week, was she skipping backwards?
Skipping backwards.
Oh yeah, she eventually lost pace and started going forward.
She runs into the wall.
But that's not even the type of song, dude. They did it for fucking like hardcore music.
Like what?
Like fucking like techno type music. It's called hardstyle. Like hardstyle. That's what it's really from.
Oh, hardstyle. Yeah.
And the thing is called Melbourne Shuffle. Something called Shuffle.
Yeah. No, my kids used to. Now my kids are all into dubstep. Before that, they'd listen to hardstyle and jump style too. And you know, I'd sit there and watch them as they're doing what they call dance for jump style.
I've seen jump style. It's like a Russian version of it.
Yeah, no, I see my kids doing. I was like, yeah, okay, I already know that dance. It's a drunken Irish dance.
It only works in sync with somebody else. I've seen jump style, and it only works if there's two people.
Oh, yeah.
To me, one person doing it by himself, it looks fucking ridiculous.
I think it looks ridiculous.
But none
more
of those songs, none of those you can do with another person. Same thing with fucking what's the other fucking shit now? The other shit,
the dubstep.
No, not dubstep. The fucking music.
Techno.
What's the music?
I don't know.
What's the terrible music your kids like?
Dubstep is the music.
Dubstep's a dance.
No, it's a style.
Dubstep is a style of music. It's
oh, like
Super Nintendo's fucking.
Oh no, a robot's fucking.
Yeah. I know.
With heavy bass. And
how do you dance to that?
I don't know.
Is there a dance
off,
for
is
that?
That I don't think
you could do with people, like or a girl.
I don't know. What pisses me off about that type of shit though is
other than moving weird, like you listen to a 90s
song. No, most of it's very unoriginal. What they're doing is they're taking all this other shit you know, either it's video game music, TV music, or real, you know, real music.
It's just starting nostalgia.
Redoing it with fucking, you know, their dubstep crap.
Yeah, exactly. You guys should beatbox that shit. It sounds just fucking great.
This is Skrillex.
This is very light dubs, if anything.
Now, usually it starts out light and then it goes into it because it wants to scare you.
Like, you get, you know, you just like trick your parents to liking it and then like you just cut it off there as they walk away and that fucking kicks in. But when you, I know how you hate it. It's like an old man when you hate that song.
No, dude, I hear
you. You do sound like an old man.
Because I'm tired of hearing it. I do. I have fun. You know what? Sometimes I actually feel like an old man saying it.
Yeah, because like, you're like,
you are. But see, it is.
No, I'm more
crap.
See, you sound like that. Like, that's how. That's a weird thing to say. I mean, come on, think about it. Like, what, your parents didn't like what you like. Now you're a parent. Oh, shit,
my parents actually did. My parents are the ones who got me into fucking metal.
But we don't do metal no more. Now it's all electronic.
Mm-hmm. We want to do all the music ourselves. We don't want to have a people we have to rely on.
We have to learn chords. You know how many strings and fucking bars on a fucking guitar?
There we go.
There we go.
So you'd rather just send the computer and have the computer make it for you?
It sounds like a retarded Optimus Prime trying to transform.
Kinda, yeah.
One of his gears is stuck.
And he's all, that one arm won't fucking work, so it's like...
Try as hard as he likes. He can't detach from that useless trailer.
No, his head's stuck inside of his body. He's screaming for help.
He's suffocating and shit. No electricity's going in his brain. He's having a seizure.
No, this is like when Transformers fuck. That's what this is.
Yeah, like a seizure.
And when they fuck, it's all sparks and buildings collapse.
That's kind of what this sounds like.
Like a Starscream orgasm.
Just like gears, yeah, just gears grinding.
Now, what's the radio? What's the one that's, who's talking about the, only talks to the radio?
What?
The Transformer.
Oh, Bumblebee.
Yeah, it sounds like Bumblebee trying to transform. He's all retarded and fucked up. That's why you get those extra little voices in there. It's the radio kicking in.
Problem is, he's in a no signal area.
He ate the tape deck that's in his chest. I just got a text from Eric right now.
Uh-huh.
I think I have chicken pox.
Now?
That's what he thinks.
How old is he?
Huh?
How old is he?
22.
His parents didn't get him vaccinated because they afraid he would be fucking have autism. You know what? You were right, and that didn't work out very much either. I had a friend who did that to his kid recently.
Gave him autism?
Yeah. That's why you pick up your toys.
That's why you can solve long division problems, just by looking at them.
Yeah,
he can,
definitely.
He can look at me and draw a picture exactly of me after like weeks after I've seen him. I'd like to have
a kid. But by then, the memory's fading. It's a little fuzzy, so it just turns out as you on a bender.
I look like him.
No, if you were like drawn by Ralph Steadman.
When we had the picture, it looked okay, and I was like, wait a minute, this is Carlos.
So the kid, your friend's kid's been watching the show, has he?
He's only like two. But like, I remember I did that. They're talking about it, because I talked about his fucking, I was talking about SARS. I was on Facebook, it's like, is SARS still a thing? Like, does it exist anymore? Because the panic kind of blown over. You don't hear about the news. It wasn't the main topic anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it mutated into avian bird flu and then eventually swine flu. And then shark attacks on the coast off Australia.
It turned into shark attack.
And then eating faces.
He bit somebody that mutated from the oil spill in the Gulf Coast. And then all of a sudden, it's, oh my God. That's
I like how that was such a big deal, and then now nobody gives a fuck. Like, okay, is there still oil in there? I don't know.
Now, I still listen to commercials of the fucking, the company who spilled it.
BP.
Sorry.
But it's just them all hyping, like, how we're still doing shit, and we still remember that.
Sorry.
But you don't hear people complaining about it anymore.
We're sorry.
Because I think all their shit got paid out. Because now, like... You know, Orleans got fucking... Then, like, the next year, Orleans, people had people coming back. You know, pity coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came back the next year. So they're picking up. But at the same time, in the background, BP saying, like, you know, even though that's happening, we're still making sure it's going on. like we're still cleaning, we're still making sure the environmental impact. Because you know,
all
they know,
those affected, I want to say we are deeply
who's that?
Sorry.
God,
we're sorry.
Audio sucks.
We're sorry.
Sorry.
So sorry.
We're sorry.
I like the images of him on the polar bear skin rug naked.
Yeah. He's like kicking his legs, like laying on his stomach. What the hell?
This is hilarious. Eric just said, like, I think I have chicken pox. And I laughed. And he's like, dude, that's not funny.
Because it affects him. Oh.
That's true. Like, that's what I was about to write that next. It's like, if it was me, would you think the otherwise? It was either one of us. Would you think otherwise?
No, as long as it's not me, that's
point,
funny.
Yeah, I'd point and laugh.
I'd laugh and point, but at the same time, I'm kind of thinking...
Oh, I'd point and laugh, not enough to get your finger touches him.
Yeah. No, there is that kind of background thought of, yeah, but adult chickenpox can be fatal, but it's still funny.
The worst way to go. He died as a ginger.
That's what chicken pox happens to you when you're adult. You go red hair.
Pasty skin.
You have your skin pales and freckles when you get red hair.
God damn it!
You have like a marathon, you and fucking Copper Cab. Singing, we have souls. We have souls. We are the children. You see the new Copper Cab fucking video?
No, I don't actually sit and watch Copper Cab.
Copper Cab's a piece.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
You know Copper Cab? Okay, you seen the South Park one where gingers have souls? Where
yeah.
Cartman became a ginger?
Uh-huh.
They parodied it. They fucking made fun of him on YouTube. Because he did one like, I'm tired of everybody making fun of me at school and saying I'm a ginger and gingers don't have souls. And fucking then South Park, it blew up on the internet, and then South Park repeated that. They parodied that.
By having Cartman being Copper Cab.
That's funny.
And then he got mad as fuck, saying like, fuck you, South Park. Why'd you fucking make fun of me? I loved your show. And then he fucking like made fun of him. And then it became a big blow up, and people started fucking with him on the internet. That was like a year and a half ago, right?
Yeah. No, he
and now they made a new one where they fucking did the auto-tune him.
Oh, they did?
They auto-tuned him too.
I've seen the auto-tune.
Go to Smoyoyo.
I've seen
accent auto-tune. On the yo.
I've seen auto tunes on him. But no, I wanted where
he got
going
mad
off
at that
on,
too.
When he's going off on South Park. He was sitting there fucking demanding that they quit make fun of gingers, or he's going to do something about
it. Oh, now his videos, he's trying to sue everybody.
What?
Every video, like the smo yo ho, yo.
How do you spell that?
Schmo.
Schmo.
Schmo, like S H
M O
O M O Y O H O.
Smell yo ho.
There you go.
Caption, absent on the yo. And download the Songify app.
I hate that at the end.
Yeah.
they're like trying to be clever, but they're not.
Yeah.
I don't know. My sister-in-law ended up downloading that app on her phone. She like had a blast with it. It's kind of funny.
It's entertaining.
Now, I like the...
I won't do it, but it's entertaining.
I like the NASCAR Songify.
Wait, should we watch the actual video first? Like, what was the actual video?
Oh, you want to take a break and watch it?
I want to play it for everybody.
Oh, let's play for everybody.
Yeah, play for everybody. I've not seen this either.
Like, internet-wise.
You'll get live reactions.
Yeah. Like, internet-wise, like, oh, my God, dude. This is, like, so through.
Okay, now I'm curious. Our listener slash viewer, our audience, when you play videos on the and everything, does it show up for them to see, too?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then you can watch our reaction.
That Ben is, yeah, that's the point.
No, it really irritates me. South Park would say that red-haired people don't have souls. Yeah,
this is the original video that they use.
We do. We do have souls, all right? And lately, I've been being called a ginger.
That was great. We do have souls.
Ginger.
Fucking
by everybody.
Metal Gear Solid in the back.
Yeah.
But then people remix that one, too. People remix this one, and auto-tuned it also.
And it really hurts my feelings. I like it doesn't, but it does really bad. Gingers have souls.
Gingers have souls. Gingers have souls. I'm seeing that video.
I'm
that's
a Christian.
Funny.
You don't know me.
I like how he decided to go out in like the backyard and hold the camera.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna tell you like why you can do this in your room.
Look at his dead eyes too. He's looking like crazy.
I'd
his soulless eyes.
You're not God.
Now, go to...
You don't know who has a soul and who doesn't.
I like how there are people who don't have souls, according to this Christian.
But they auto-tune that one, too. Go to...
well, this is that
remix
one.
Or this auto-tune.
Is that yeah, the one. Remix. You did that soul.
Not that one.
This isn't it?
No. It should be auto-tune or a remix.
Yeah.
This is Smoyer Hole.
Yeah, that one. That's a good one, too. To say that really irritates this me. Is the most recent one. That South Park would say red-haired people don't have souls. And it really hurts my feelings. I try to dance. Dance, chase it for all viewers. That's not shuffling. Teachers have souls. Souls. You don't know me. You're not God. You don't know what soul would have done. God, I don't see the difference. Teachers have souls. Souls. I'm one-headed. And God made me that way. And God made teachers have souls. Souls. Red-haired people. Red-haired people. Teachers have souls.
Okay. Let's go to break on this.
Red-haired people. Lately I've been being called a ginger. A fat ginger. It pisses me off. It pisses me off. The way radio should have been. The Wedge Radio Network.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WebsRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for T-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
The Wedge Radio Network is not just a place of intellectual thought. It's a place to unleash the demons of what we're all thinking of on the inside. To help de-pussify the world and to show that political correctness is just plain idiotic. Go to the website, WedgeRadioNetwork.com, for show information and show times. The Wedge Radio Network. This is how radio should have been.
Headset over the mics.
I don't have the headset on until shit starts again. Because
you're afraid
of other loud noises. Yeah, I hate loud noises.
All right, well, welcome back to Ripped in Half on the Reds Radio Network here. And if you've been listening since break, we've been talking about gingers, and we're not made of souls. I know. Now, some we're just playing.
We're the ginger kids of the Reds Radio Network.
No, the song we're just playing, though, I don't know why.
That sounds about right.
I wonder if you guys had, like, the same thought. As I'm listening to it, I'm picturing a, the black, sulfur churches, but full of ginger, like, a whole ginger chorus with the fucking the purple gowns and everything as they're all singing it.
I can't picture that. Like, is this your fantasy?
That's what I'm seeing in my head.
Like, gingers in purple. You have details in that.
Yeah.
They wearing purple gowns and shit?
Yeah.
They have ties. What do their shoes look like?
I don't know. I can't see them below the pews.
They got taps on.
They're all singing about how the wind makes their face shape.
They connect the dots to their face. Like in that big crowd, they connect the dots and their face to spell some big word saying half souls. You know, it's Obama. It looks like, yes, we can.
So yeah. They connect the dots and it's in cursive.
Calligraphy?
Yeah.
But still red ink. Keeps it relevant.
Yeah.
Oh, I got back from jury.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You had jury duty all week. How'd that go?
Well, most of the week.
Oh, sorry. Except for Friday.
I considered every day as a vacation.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I had to go in at fucking... They told me Thursday. I had Friday off just for the holiday weekend for Memorial Day. That was last week. But, you know, I did... Since you haven't seen me since... Oh, no. Did we?
Saturday, yes.
We did show that in?
Yeah.
Did I talk about this?
No. Yeah. I think you mentioned it briefly, maybe. I don't know.
Well, anyways.
Continue.
Well, from the show, from after we did the show, see, I had to go back on, I'd be there by 9 o'clock. I woke up late because I was there drinking with you at your house on Monday.
Yep.
I was at his house like 4 in the morning still drinking.
That's why.
And I fucking woke up late because, like, I set all my alarms for, like, all right, I get there, I'm going to hear my alarms. I'm going to hear them. And since it's something important, I should be there. Well, all my alarms were set for about 8:40, which gave me enough time to get there. But they're all set for p.m. Not only my fucking house alarm, but my cell phone alarm as my backup alarm. So, like, it fucked me over. So I woke up at 9:15, and I fucking scramble to get clothes. I'm trying to call them. She's like, oh, my God, I got to tell them, like, at least try to call to make sure, like, I did something.
Look, I'm sorry. I woke up with a hangover. I've been drinking all night. I'm on my way.
But the only number I have is the automated voice message phone.
If you are running late, press
No, there's two. No running late option. That was fucked me over, too. And I spent 15 minutes trying to listen to all the options and trying to think of what to do. So, like, I just made
That's
myself
15 minutes wasted.
Yes, exactly.
So I because just you could have just gotten there, and it takes, like, 30 minutes for everyone to get into the fucking room.
So I fucking just like, fuck it, I get ready, I fucking try to call one more time. It's like, I'm wasting another 5 minutes. I fuck that, get in my car and drive out there. Hauling ass. And next thing I know, I get there, it's 10 o'clock. I walk upstairs where I'm supposed to be, hoping I see someone I even recognize. Because I don't remember anybody from the previous week. So I'm looking around, I see one
idiot.
You
drank those brain cells away, did you?
I just didn't care about anybody. I thought I'd be gone. I thought I'd been gone like the fucking first day. And fucking, I get there, it's like, I see someone I vaguely recognize. I talk to, like, is this part of the same group from, like, fucking Thursday? Or, yeah, Thursday? It's like, yeah, we've been waiting here for an hour.
And Jason's sitting there looking at everybody like, hey, I don't remember you. I don't remember you. I do remember black guy. Oh, big tits. I remember her vaguely.
I wish I had
mush
some,
mouth, yes.
I wish I had some vaguely big titty chick that I can remember. No. I remember anybody from that thing. I just was so glad to be there. Just had to go to work.
Not even Smelly Guy? You remember Smelly Guy?
No.
Everybody remembers Smelly Guy.
Well, Smelly Guy got out because he lied and said, I have a vacation. Oh. It's so easy to get out of fucking jury. They tell you, like, do you have a vacation coming up? That's one of the options. You could make up a vacation. You can make up a sick child and say, I had to deal with that. There's no ask for explanation. They don't ask for the detail. They just say, all right, you can't be here, so you can go.
I'll be dead at the time. I'll be on the moon with Steve.
Now, he's on his phone right now. It's like, I have a vacation, Steve. And I just booked it right now.
Travelocity right now. Well, I was on my way here when William Shatner appeared in my car, and now I'm going to Brooklyn. I don't know why I'm going to Brooklyn, but I'm going to Brooklyn.
And then William Shatner comes to the door, and it says the Priceline Negotiator song comes. It's like, he's coming with me.
Well, as a chance, as luck would have it, Your Honor, on the way here, I was in such a hurry, I accidentally hit a roaming gnome.
Got a flat tire. That's your excuse?
Well, no. It's while I was fixing my tire, somehow...
Oh, with drunk driving, I ran over someone's lawn and got a drunk gnome?
Somehow I got booked into a timeshare in fucking Tahiti. I don't know.
But it was a deal. I had to get it, you know. I gotta be an idiot not to fucking miss it.
Dude,
that
I saved 60% on hotel and cab fare. Come on.
You can't blame me for that.
There's a lawsuit. So, go on.
Have some respect. He's dead.
So
at least his character is.
Yeah.
And his soul.
So, please continue with your riveting tale of jury duty.
Oh, no. The next day, okay. I actually felt better because, like, I got an hour late. If I was there early on time, I'd just be sitting there for an hour. So, I got an extra bit of sleep for me. I felt good. Like, these guys are suckers now. So, I just sit there for another.
And why is that? Because the judge, too, had a hangover.
No, they just didn't.
They let you wait. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they don't. But I waited for another 45 minutes, and they finally get us in. It's like they named off like about 10 people. It's like you. We don't need you because we had to fill out a packet, like a survey of basically about the case. And I can talk about the case now. I forgot about that. I can do that last week. Okay, some guy.
What do they call the cop that stands in the courtroom?
Deputy.
No, the bailiff. Bailiff just comes walking out.
There's no bailiff. They're just deputy sheriffs.
Okay. The deputy sheriff just comes walking out of the courtroom, scans the crowd. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool, fuck you, go home.
They said that, but not so many words. Like, you guys wait here for another couple of minutes. We're waiting for the judge. That means the same exact thing.
They did like this second round elimination of American Idol. Group 3 and 4, everybody can stay. Group 1 and 2, you're excused.
Home. You got voted off. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest comes and does your highlight reel.
Craig Probst comes walking out with a bunch of fucking torches and starts putting them out.
You have sad music as people are walking away.
Everyone walks. Really, yeah, everyone the whole music plays as everyone leaves.
That's a lot of backpacks.
It was a strange amount of backpacks. But they told you to prepare for being there all day, so I understand why there were so many backpacks.
Did anybody bring, I'm curious, out of this whole group of people who like maybe brought lunches with them and everything, was there at least that one person who had smelly foreign food?
No.
Oh. Usually in large groups of people, there's always one person with smelly foreign food.
He had a bindle. Someone came with a bindle and a stick.
I thought I would be able to make some money today, but I wasn't picked.
You know what?
I think he's in the confessional, like on the reality show. Someone should make that into a reality show. Just like waiting for the kid jury duty
reality show.
I was playing. Oh, I was playing Monopoly with these people, and then all of a sudden he has all this. No! He must see. This is you're cheating. And then he throws the board up.
I like everyone to gets see mad. That too.
Like, I wasn't. I didn't
fuck
expect,
these checkers.
I didn't expect him to get that angry.
I have kids. That's bullshit. I have kids, and I'm still here. Fuck that guy. He's all complaining, but. People try to fake it. Like, no one really wants to be there.
Uh-huh.
But they try to fake it, like, to explain, like, I'd be a good juror. Because they don't want to put bad on themselves or have to explain why they can be a good juror right now. And they're stammering because they're nervous. And even when they ask me questions, like, I fucking sound like an idiot. I talk on a mic. And I still sound like an idiot. But hey, still.
Did you play your little going away bit you're going to on your phone?
What?
What you're going to do from the Boondocks? You're saying that if you got excused, you're going to play that line that Ruckus does?
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to put that on Facebook. I wasn't going
to. Oh, damn. Well, man,
I'm going to do it in front of the courtroom?
I thought that's what you were talking about. I thought you're saying you're going to play, like, have it queued on play.
I'm
going to
stand in the courtroom and play, like, a racist YouTube video from Uncle Ruckus from Boondocks. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
That's what you're saying. I was like, okay.
No. But what they did. In the survey,
that would have been funny.
I think I opened up a little too much, but also at the end, what I thought would get me kicked out.
They know your sexual history.
Yes, they do. That's weird too.
How many STDs you had?
No, it's people you had sex with and have been molested or raped or whatever. And that falls in both categories.
But so it was a rape case.
Waka
was
waka. No, the guy, he's like a fucking repeat sex offender.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's the only reason why they'd have those.
The case wasn't whether he did it or not.
Oh.
The case was whether he's mental by the rules of state of California.
Oh, so it was a mental.
A civil case, what they called it, though. But that's what they call a civil case. But just to make sure, by the rules of state of California,
it's a mental competence hearing.
No, not competent. No, is he has a problem with sexual offenses or whatever? Like he mentally can't control it.
Okay.
And then I stood up and said, that nigga guilty. Fuck
hang
nigga.
Him. Hey, I even brought the rope. Guilty, guilty, guilty.
I just took out that shoelace on my Converse.
This'll do.
I've been waiting for an hour, so I made a new set. People wonder why I was carrying it around. My shit kept falling off. No, but then when that survey thing they told me, I asked me, like, would you want to be? Do you think you could be a good juror and why? And I said, "Yeah." Oh no, do you want to be a juror and why? And I said, "Yeah, I think it'd be interesting, but mainly,
it gets me out of work."
Exactly what I said. The last day I was there, they put me up on there. Well, the last day I was there, but the same reason I thought I'd be kicked out for not being serious. They put me up there. They called my name. I was like, "Oh my god!" Like I had to shake my head before I had to stand up. And fucking, they said, like, the first thing is like, I remember your fucking thing now. Like, the fucking, one of the lawyers is like, I remember yours now. Because you're the only person who said, the only reason why I want to be here is because I get out of work. And everyone's all fucking laughing.
And you're like, what? Well, I want to get out of work.
Wait. So he remembers
your hand. No, it's a girl. It's a woman. They're both women lawyers.
Okay, so she remembers your handed in paper.
Survey packet, yeah.
Once she saw you.
Hmm? Once you, like, she, first she didn't remember. It's like, and then she read that last sentence. And she looked, flipped over her packet and it's like, okay. Yes, I do remember you now.
Me, I was in the judge's chambers. We was having a good old laugh.
That's a weird thing. You're not allowed to talk to those people. Like, even outside the courtroom, like, if you accidentally said hi to them or say, excuse me, or some bullshit, if you accidentally saw them and said one word to them, they have to tell the judge that I interacted with this person.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And, like, they have to explain it, and it actually becomes, like, a concern for them.
And, like, dude, that's, so like, the easiest way to get out of jury duty.
No, it's more like a right to be an asshole. I was like, like, they fucking bump into you and just not, you can't say anything to them. Oh, she's just walking around elbowing people. And you can't say, excuse me.
Lawyer!
Like,
she lawyer! Has
to, like, no,
lawyer.
This guy's got to go. No, but everyone says, they ask him questions of whether they should be there now. Question about their character. I was like, but everyone tries to make themselves look good.
Mm.
And they're all stammering because they're nervous being up there. But then they all like, no one wants to be there. Why don't you say the answer that gets you out, or just the truthful answer makes you, like, maybe you're an asshole. Just say it. You could leave. You could walk out there right now.
Would you make a good juror? No. Why not? I hate everyone.
I thought by saying I only want to be there for work would get me out of that. No. It put me up on the fucking stand.
That means he's serious about being here.
Yeah, like, well, we want people to want to be here.
They put you on the stand, so they put you in, like, you were just some, like, character witness. They made you, like, okay, let's just put him in there. We like this guy. Let's give him the most lines.
I want to see when this comes out of this kid's mouth. Watch it. Yeah. It's funny. I read his packet. He's talking about, like, you know, if someone's been raped, he's like, hell yeah, that's what his answer.
I want
this on the court record because this guy is fucking funny.
Do you know anybody? Shoot, I know lots of people. Done at least 30 of them myself.
You know people do drugs? Fuck yeah, every neighbor I have.
Every one of my neighbors. And half of my friends. Shoot, you want to meet a bunch of them? Let's go to, I know, a bar right now.
That was the problem. Why? I think I opened up too much in that because they asked me, you know, people have been on drugs. Like, well, my best friend's been on drugs. And they asked me if I've been raped. Yeah, my ex has been raped. So, like, it fucking made it all weird. And I say that casually, just throw it off.
No, you know what it is? It makes you too sympathetic.
No, but I figured the last sentence would make me the end of it. And most of the questions, I put no, even though I was lying.
And the last sentence where it says, like, my ex-girlfriend got raped, and then you pause for a second, like, she deserved it.
She was asking for it. Yeah. Going down that alley wearing
that. The way that I answered those questions very vaguely and briefly, because I didn't really put into detail, I just put like one word answers. It's like, you ever met someone who's been raped? It's like, yeah, my ex. And that was it. One of them was like, someone's like, you ever know someone law enforcement? My what? Ex's dad. But I put EX apostrophe S, dad. And it's like, so your ex dad, because they retype it for the lawyers, someone actually reads them and retypes them out, like, so they can read their writing.
The stenographer does in shorthand like they do the court notes.
Yeah, it's like symbols. It's all caveman.
And for some reason, it reads from right to left.
It's all debate in shorthand.
It's from up to down. Chinese.
But they said, like, so on this one, you said you knew someone in law enforcement?
Hence, top to bottom. It's
I wasn't really listening. I'm looking at porn.
Yeah. That's how I guess at the show. Come on. If I listen to this shit, that's what I do. Right? But I would whoop it out. No.
As long as you don't fucking shoot off a wedge.
Gets his mouth. His cum tastes like cheese.
Hmm, that's a mighty good jelly bean.
It's all stretchy and long.
He's playing with it like it would gum.
If it gets hard, he's doing it like strips, like those stuff.
And just make rope out of it.
There's so many uses, like hemp.
I have a t-shirt made of jizz.
I got soap and shampoo.
No, I know. They can make shirts out of milk. Why not fucking dick cheese?
Well, that makes sense. Cheesecloth. How's that so far-fetched?
Wow.
So your ex-dad.
Yeah.
That's what they asked me about. Like, because they didn't read that. They didn't see that. Someone didn't type in that apostrophe, even though they didn't get that, I guess. because they thought I had an ex-dad. Which also cracked up the whole jury. Granted that. And I was glad about that.
Your dad's dead.
You're fatherless. I should have said that. Well, that means my dad's dead. That's why he's my ex-dad.
God, way to open up news.
From another marriage.
I got a new one.
He's my step-divorced ex-dad who died.
Well, thank you, counselor, for rubbing salt in it. My current dad doesn't like me talking about my ex-dad anymore. Mm-hmm.
He's not your real father. That's what I tell him.
Well, my current dad is technically my real dad.
He just strange doesn't like me talking about him.
It's strange, my uncle. But I've had a lot of uncles, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah, he's 1 year younger than me.
What?
I figure that's why you call him Baby Daddy.
What's up, Baby Daddy?
Oh, shit. Something wrong with that? I don't know. My mom been lying to me?
Wow.
Well, eventually I got put on the fucking little jury booth and berated with questions. And they talked to some other guy, which this made me weird. You got jealous? No, they eventually stopped talking to me. They got tired of me. They talked to some other guy, and like he pointed me out because like one question I didn't really understand what the fuck she's talking about.
Wait, is that how it was a trick question? Shut up, just start talking to somebody else.
No, they said like we're done. And the other lawyer talked to me, and she had really more direct questions I could understand. and then legal jargon. One had like legal jargon. It was some weird trick question.
Like what?
Do you think it's fair that the prosecution can have people and just talk, like, have evidence that prove this person has done something and I'm not? And so my question was like, so you don't have to do anything?
You said that?
I didn't understand what she's getting at. It's like, you think that's fair? I was like, well, I don't understand you're not doing anything. Like, you don't
have to. Doesn't that make your job easier?
I was like, you don't have to do anything? And she said, like, I don't have to do anything. I'm like, I don't have to do anything. I was like, well, that's kind of fucked up for this guy. Because, like, you're not. Like, I didn't say that, but I thought. I said, you sucked for this guy, but then I thought in my head, is like, you're a fucking terrible lawyer. I was like, he's paying for you, right? But then, like, that confusion, that question fucked it up. When they got to the next guy, he pointed out the fact that I didn't understand that question.
Everybody. You know, Mr. Honest over here, stupid over here, doesn't understand the question.
And it's like, do you think I'm doing a good... Some question about her questioning is like, well, I don't believe that... Do you understand the questions that have been going on throughout this whole time we've been here? It's like, yeah, but I don't think some people are asking questions don't understand the question. It's like, really? Well, how? It's like, well, this guy back here, and he pointed right at me. And I blurted out laughing.
He squealed there.
Right in front of my face, really, because like, he's only one row over and directly in front of me.
He fucking and turns around and gouges his thumb in your eye. This guy
points his thumb back right in my fucking face. Like, you mean, well, this guy right here, he clearly didn't understand the last question you fucking asked. Like, wow, thanks, whoever the fuck you are. And fucking, she asked him questions, and then right after he was done with his questioning, they said, well, the prosecution and defense wants to let go of me. Well, if that's what the decision was, why do you have to listen to this fucking asshole through his questions? Why don't you say that after we're done with me? They wasted my time. I got all defensive. In my head, I got defensive.
You could have been on your way home to go masturbate.
It would have saved me fucking 20 minutes, because I hear this guy.
Yeah, but you're an hour late.
Oh, that's the reason why I should have made up for that.
Yes!
That was their punishment for me. Mm-hmm. This happened the third day. The second day, I was late. The third day, I also was late. And that's when I had to walk in the courtroom. Oh. This is what the tweet I put up the last day I was there. Where I fucked. Remember when I left your house at 4?
Uh-huh.
And I went to my house. I changed clothes.
Hey, you see that? Oh, shit. I got to go sleep in the parking lot or something.
Yeah, I went there. I drove there fucking at about 4:30. Got there, you know, by 5. I parked. I'm direct. First parking lot, and most people complain about parking there. Yeah, because everyone's doing jury duty, so everyone shows up like at 8, and they're supposed to be there at 9. But I got there at fucking 5 o'clock, probably. But I got there, I fucking parked, moved over, changed my clothes, and then leaned back and just fucking fell asleep. And set my alarm for my phone, and I wake up because it's hot. I don't know why it's hot. I look at my phone. Alarms are going by. Second alarm went by. I have a missed fucking text and a phone call. And it's 10 o'clock. I was supposed to be there at 9. And then after the judge distinctly said that, last time really fucked up. You know, we told you to be here at 9. We didn't get you here by like 11:30. But now we're going to do it. Be there at 9. And we should get you in here by like 9:15. No, I walk in. Everyone's already there sitting. And they fucking, they see me like, I had to knock on the door. A bailiff comes out, or sheriff, whatever the fuck she is. It's like, I'm a juror. I'm fucking late. And it's like, in my head, it's like, maybe they call my name to leave. And they, like, they didn't, I wasn't there. So maybe I get to leave anyways.
Uh-huh.
No, they put me in the very front. I'm directly in front facing the judge.
So it's not about the actual case anymore. It's about fucking with you.
No.
Not only are you late, but they make sure that the judge knows you. You have to march.
No, she has to, because I'm interrupting the courtroom. I'm interrupting the court, so they have to tell her that he's here.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to. I have to stand there and tell who I am.
But you actually had to march past all these people. And like, yeah, I'm the dumbass who was.
But the coolest thing of that is that I got a really comfortable chair.
Uh-huh.
Because everyone else is in benches. I figured that's out the next hour. Because everyone's in benches, and I got a chair. They ran out of chairs, so I'm in a good, like, comfortable seated chair, like, you know, ergonomic chair. And fucking got to sit there.
How do they run out of seats if they have to have 12 people?
They have like they narrow it down from 150 people down to like 50 people, and it's a courtroom that holds 40 people.
Okay, I found your tweet. It's like, literally the first person here 5 a.m. got a prime parking spot, decided to celebrate with a victory nap. I woke up an hour late.
Yep, that's basically.
Well, I saw that one. Yeah.
I have a lot.
I retweeted that one too.
I have a lot more tweets that were in that, but most of them went to Facebook because there was too many characters.
Yeah, that one went to Facebook.
Well, they all go to all my tweets go to Facebook, but some of them I have to like decide whether they're going to go to fucking Facebook or go to Twitter based on how many characters I have. This will explain the whole fucking joke, but well, this is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I exaggerate some things. No, it wasn't a victory nap. I just wanted to go sleep. Well, after that, I sit there for like a half an hour and listen to the fucking lawyer.
Yeah, you pull in, and then in your head, you're hearing like, time to sleep.
When I got that parking space, yeah, I did feel that same way. Because everyone's all looking at me, and like, I sat there for about a half an hour, then they break. They do a 10-minute break. It's like the coolest job. Like, you've been there for an hour, you have fucking a half hour, you get a 10-minute break. It's like, all right. Said, so come back, have an hour and a half. I've been there for like literally 15 minutes. They said, you have an hour and a half lunch now.
All right, back to my car for a nap.
He's never come back.
No, okay, I'm mixing up. Okay, I had the 10-minute break, and as I'm sitting there, I ran into Tink, our friend Tink.
She was there?
Yeah, she was there. I'm sitting there waiting for my 10-minute during my 10-minute break, I walk through, and she's walking by me. She got called in, and now she's in the courtroom. It's like, Tink, she looks over like a weird.
She was calling for jury duty, too.
Yeah, and she's in the courtroom now, too. So she got fucked over. She's not the one to release people. She's going to people in the courtroom.
Oh, that sucks.
So
why isn't everybody I know is going to jury duty? Dude, my buddy Nick was summoned into it, too.
Because stupid want to vote.
Yeah.
Well, I think I got into jury duty because I got pulled over. The first, like, I went for years never getting those slips until I got pulled over twice in a row in the same week.
I've only gotten the slip once with my whole life.
Your whole life?
Yeah.
You move, probably. They probably don't can't find you.
No, it was
there's a pile
7 years
somewhere.
Ago.
Yeah, there's some like PO box that has nothing. It's just full of fucking like the regular letter, the red letter. Like you're fucking, you have a bench warrant somewhere. You are no longer back in the state of Oregon. Tell you that much.
It's like, what the fuck was I ever in Florida? What?
He keeps going to like some parking lot somewhere. That's the address you told him where you live.
It's like this like big ass deserted fucking black tar parking lot in dead center is just a little fucking post with a mailbox.
It's like a Starbucks. Every month they get a fucking letter. It's like, we don't know who the fuck this guy is, but he put the store as his address. Next time you go to Texas, like some asshole's mad at you.
Be funny.
You try to pay with a credit card. I was like, wait a minute. I know this name. And the reason why he knows it is because he's seen it every fucking time. They just send you a stack of fucking letters.
I believe these belong to you. They're all fucking tiled with a bale of twine.
No, they just they grind it into your coffee. Here's your frappuccino, motherfucker. Change your address.
What did they fill the cup with ground up court summons?
It would probably still taste better than fucking Starbucks, though.
Probably. No, it's like a whole cup filled with ground up fucking jury duty summons. And yeah, they're still nice enough to put the whip on top.
Well, they got you.
Yeah.
Service with a smile. So after that, I saw Tink, and she went there, went back in her fucking room. And then I tweeted that I rented somebody I knew. That tweet's somewhere in there. I thought you had that all
I ran set into up a pixie I know.
No, I ran into somebody I know. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, you're not in jail. You're not locked up. Well, fuck you then. I'm all small-talked out. Like, go away. That's the my version of it, because I don't remember now.
Because you're still fucked up.
I'm still fact I got kicked out of Journey. Yes, that point. It's a process to learn, like, you got me rejected by San Bernardino County.
So is that why you had to go to work yesterday?
Yeah.
The one day this entire week you had to work?
No, I had to go work 2 days. Oh, I got kicked out on Wednesday.
Oh.
Which pretty much made it a full week of not going to work. I consider that, but since I don't have to go to work in the afternoon, because I work afternoons, since I can be there all day and still get out of work, I consider that a vacation.
Yeah.
So I have not been to work. I didn't go to work for 7 days. Nice. Counting the weekend and the holiday and my day off.
I've been squeaking a lot today. Have you noticed?
Who, me?
Yeah. You've been like laughing every now and then.
Post-traumatic puberty.
I'm sorry, Mr. Simpson.
Retroactive puberty.
My dick's getting smaller.
See, there we go. Did you hear
my dick's getting smaller and my nuts are going in. No, it happens when it's cold.
When it's cold?
It's not cold.
Oh, no, I'm out of excuses.
You squeak when it's cold?
Then he starts to rust.
It's not like a retarded transformer.
Yeah, I don't have dubstep up here. Yeah, God damn it.
These jokes come too quick.
No.
We need to set these up later. We need a fucking soundboard ready. Special room half soundboard. Or at least tell you show prep. No, but after that, I was there for another half an hour, and I went into the benches. I got in somewhere in the middle, and I didn't get a comfortable chair, which sucked, because I had some fucking fat fucking black woman, and she sounded like this, while I am.
And I'm sorry. Yeah, no, because you know what? Yeah, let's face it. Fat black women, not only are they wheezy, but they stink.
She didn't stink, but she was really wheezy.
That's a first.
But I was really confined, because I had another bigger, like, it's half the size of the big black woman, but still big woman. So I'm kind of like arms scrunched next to her.
Hey, at least you were stuck between two women.
No, but it made me miss the comfortable chair I had when I was late. I wish, like, I was looking at, someone else got that chair. I'm looking at that chair. I was like, I wish I had that fucking chair.
Behold thy
penance. You're not listening to anything that's being said. You're just staring
at the chair. Not. I was only thinking about, like, my chair or just funny things people were saying. And I was thinking more shit to write on Twitter. I was not paying attention for 1 second of anything that was really going on about the case. Just of other funny observational things I thought about.
He's staring at the chair longingly. Everything else just starts fading in the background as Celine Dion starts playing.
What? I don't even know where you're going with that one, but okay. Play some crickets. Yeah, crickets. Fucking sound right now.
I'm thinking of some of her music from Titanic.
Well, I never seen Titanic.
Lucky.
Yeah, you are.
My family didn't own a VCR.
Oh, you still had Betamax, huh? Fucking Mexican.
Took forever to get.
Both those jokes suck, so it was pretty much real on time for both of them. No, but then I was there, and I got another comfortable chair again, finally. Then we went to an hour and a half lunch, which was awesome. Like, that's to me, like, if that's how the people who work there, their job is, they fucking have a 10-minute break after, like, an hour and a half. Then you have a fucking another there for like another hour. Then you get an hour and a half lunch. It's like, wow, I want to work here.
Yeah, but they're probably working.
At least a half hour part.
Yeah, they're probably, you know, they let you go off and just kind of get out of their way so they can do some work, and then they come back and present things to you.
Well, you still got a half-hour lunch.
And the judge,
That's needs to go job. Back. You get a half-hour lunch.
I don't know. It's just the judge needs to go back to his chambers and do some blow. Mm-hmm. How else do you think you can just sit through all this crap?
Why are you doing blow? You'd be all excited. You'd be all antsy. Why would you want to be calm? You'd probably be doing weed.
You know, when I used to do coke, it didn't. Sense. When I did coke, it didn't make me all fucking jittery and antsy.
Made me awesome.
So, yeah, I have superpowers.
That's what you did after. As that was your set after you did a line.
You kind of lift the car.
Man of Steel.
I'll be. That'd be weird if you're doing coke with somebody, and that's what they said every time. And he does like five lines
in
a row.
That's PCP. You run around, start punching shit. He's like, I'm gonna blow this brick wall away, and you start punching it with your bare knuckles.
Like you just get through doing a big ass line and say, da 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 da, powder power.
You mean puppy power?
No, powder. I ain't sniffing puppies. I get the joke.
Underdog.
Yeah. No. Scrappy Doo.
I know. What I'm saying, like Underdog, he does drugs, and then he gets magic powers.
That's right.
I thought it was Underdog. He pop pills.
Yeah, he's a pill popper.
Underdog. Yeah, that's what his magic ring was filled up. Full of speed. He has that magic ring. It just has that fucking little magical pill. In air quotes.
Like you say, magical pill. Hey, boo boo.
Here's your magical pill, boo boo.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
I love that cartoon. Help me bomb my mom.
Helped you what?
I like how he looked like he was like balding.
He looked high all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They should have him like in the corner just cracked out, but in his mind he thinks he's saving people.
It's all fantasy. He's just like doing a fetal position.
Hey, see that? They tell you right there. He does speed of lightning.
Speed of lightning.
It's the good shit right there.
Yeah.
Give me some of that lightning, man.
It's got a slight blue color to it.
Makes you want to eat people's faces.
Yeah. Speaking of which,
give me that Mr. Walt fucking lightning.
Okay. I've seen numerous different articles on, you know, the naked dude, mm-hmm. the other homeless dude's face.
What's the article about the naked dude?
The guy
been looking at the whole time.
Yeah, the guy in Miami was shot by the cops.
In Miami. Miami. Miami, where's your face?
Well, he was doing blackface, so he ate it. The dude that killed him, or that didn't kill him, the dude that got shot was black.
Yeah. But
he's a young dude, too.
He's chocolate. Yeah, and he ate some 60-some-odd-year-old fucking homeless dude's face. Like the top half of it. Have you seen the picture of what the homeless dude looked like after?
Yeah.
Oh, that was fucking gnarly.
It didn't even look real.
I know. It looked like something you'd see in a fucking article of Fangora.
It's like the next B movie from Lloyd Kaufman.
Yeah, it was crazy. But I'm that's reading this article, sure, seeing the picture, and then there's another article about it, which are about a different case of cannibalism that had also happened. Didn't get as much coverage, but apparently there's another guy who, lo and behold, also happened to be black, who killed his
roommate. Why was that even referencing?
No, he killed his roommate. And ate.
By the way, he's black.
No. Why'd I said who happens way? To be. No,
it could have been a person story. You don't have to be fucking.
I say this because.
You don't have to call people out, though.
The dude who ate the homeless guy's face was black. Sure enough, there's another case, a black kid, who fucking killed his roommate and ate his brains and heart.
So niggers can't hold their bath salts.
This is the guy's face.
Yeah, we know. Afterwards. I've seen it.
You look like Carnage.
Yeah, pretty much. He ate everything but the hair.
I'll get you, Spider-Man. Yeah.
And yeah, oddly, when I saw the picture, that picture right there, yeah, where you see that one eye.
Yeah.
Does it not look like the eye you'd see on a fish in the frozen food section?
Yes. Here's another picture I saw.
There's toothpicks at parties.
Oh, that's of the naked dude dead?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like I said, they had another article about another young black guy who had killed his roommate and ate his brains and heart.
This was in Baltimore.
Was that one in Baltimore?
Yep.
Okay. But now I'm curious, like, what is it all of a sudden this...
What did he have to open up his brains? It's kind of hard work. You're breaking the bone.
Yeah, I know. But he did.
I'm wondering what the hell.
Okay, what is this newfangled thing? Is that like the new hip hop trend? You know,
saws,
black people and cannibalism.
They used to eat monkey brains back in fucking Africa and shit.
Yeah. Well, no, there's
a lot. Going back to their roots.
I have the article for this one because we talked about it on the show.
They're going back to their roots.
And there, you know, there's a lot of African tribes who did perform cannibalism too. So yeah.
So you think they actually like do a line of bath salts? And all of a sudden they get a fucking jungle fever and shit. And fucking going back.
They start hearing the fucking drums, and
white paint and shit on their fucking face.
Well, there are four cases like that.
Oh, so there's more?
Yeah, there's in New Jersey. There was this dude who he was high on something. They didn't say what it was, but he was walking around with a knife, and someone called the cops, and he barricaded himself into his house. And the cops broke in, and he started stabbing himself. He stabbed himself 50 times, pulled out his intestine, and started throwing it at them. And chunks of, like, skin he was throwing at the police.
I'm sorry, that one's funny. He kicked out the door, and there's just fucking random intestines flying at you.
I imagine to lasso you, him. The cop at the fucking door, and just, like, as your partner gets fucking a piece of intestines with shit in his face, you just start laughing and just saying, you got shit on your face.
Takes a fucking spleen to the forehead.
No, laughing. Just disregard what he did, but the fact that he got shit fucking tested in his face. You just point at him and laugh.
Just standing there, I'm all serious. No, watch the part where I go, my gun drum. He kicks open the door, about ready to barge in. All of a sudden, there's this wet slap. And he turns and looks at me, and he's just got fucking liver covering half his face. He has this look. I was like, motherfucker. Like,
this is the best day ever.
He goes in the air.
Yes.
Boom, 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 boom.
He's like, he's fired in the air.
I saw one, dude. That would be funny as shit.
Then you've seen the dog, and the dog stops and starts licking the guy's face rather than attack the guy.
He's hungry for meat.
And then there's another case where it was
dismemberment
in Montreal.
Uh-huh.
I think he's French.
Okay, you want to hear about Americans? I don't hear about this.
But he
damn Canadian.
This is all on like granted, you know, towards the East Coast. So he killed.
Does that mean we're way behind?
No, that means that it's going to start spreading inwards and spread around. There'd be cannibalism everywhere.
Once it comes to suburban neighborhoods.
Oh, wait. What do you mean we're behind? We're like, what, the fucking the Muslim
we're
country
supposed to be progressive.
The Western
country? We're in the West Coast. There's usually East Coast, West Coast, and there's bullshit in between.
Oh, so we're the Muslims.
We're the advance. We're the advance. We're the advance. That's the word.
Well, the guy who killed his roommate.
Yeah.
Apparently he took the guy's body and dumped it behind a church, but kept the head and hand. And he put it in a tin, like one of those like popcorn tins.
I can understand why.
Why? Blowjob and handjob.
Blowjob, handjob. Exactly. That's exactly why you do it. Oh, no, else would you do that?
No, you do that because then they
okay,
can't.
Okay, or to touch him. Have another someone else touching you as you're getting hit.
No, you take the head in the hands and they can't ID the person usually.
He only took one hand.
Yeah, I think he took like one.
Only one? Oh, never mind.
He still got teeth and hair.
Hold on. It's like I remember seeing another article.
He also shaved him.
I don't know where it was from, but apparently this dude
killed.
That's
a good reference.
No,
right there.
I know. This dude killed somebody, and what he did to hide the body is he decided to eat it and then just dispose of the bones. By the time he was caught, he had eaten over half of this person's body. He'd eaten more than half of a person trying to dispose of the evidence.
You know how long it would take?
I know.
No, but, like, he's forced himself
I have
to
dinner
eat.
Parties.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm curious, does he start with the choice
like
cuts?
Like Hannibal Lecter. Like Red Dragon and shit.
Yeah, where do you start?
This is so lovely, Mr. Witch. What is this of?
It's ass.
I put my heart and soul into it.
That's what we like to call the tenderloin.
I guess you would start with the ass, right? Or maybe, like, a calf?
No, you use
the ass would be too fatty and the calf would be too
use
strong.
The ass for flavor.
Yeah.
But you can't much put that's your butter.
That's more like your bacon, if anything. It is. The calf, I think, would be too stringy.
You just put on the Food Network. You're thinking something.
Yeah.
Just put the Food Network on for a little bit. And it's like, oh, I get some special ideas.
Rachel
for
Ray, tell me what to do. I say, go. Just go to foodnetwork.com/goodeats. They'll tell you.
The Barefoot Delicatessen.
More like the Barefoot Cannibal Tessa.
Get this fucking naked nigger off.
His ass is still staring at you on the screen. Oh, now it's been supersized.
I didn't even point that out. So the guy was really black? He got his face eaten?
Because, yeah, the dude
who did the eating was black. The guy whose face was eaten was, like, white or Mexican.
Yeah, because the weird thing is when you hear these stories, you always think that it's a... This is kind of a white person thing to do.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
Serial killing and like you, something like
serial killing. Yes.
Like when I think of someone cutting someone up and anything like that, I don't go to a black person. I go to a white person. This is a white person thing.
I think weird crimes like that are white people.
I can agree with that, but the eating of a person, I don't go right to the white people there.
You mean crime in general?
Yeah, exactly.
I understand where you think.
In what history?
When any crime happens,
no. In what history? Illegal sort is there like all these known cases of white cannibalism? None. Yeah, they're all done by fucking Aborigines and African tribes and shit like that.
When I'm on safari,
yes. Why do you think even
though I was there about to aim on a lion and I got tackled by a tribe? I had my elephant gun ready and pointed. It was useless. I only had one shot.
One of those guns that have like the thing that like it spreads out at the end.
Like a foghorn at the end.
You look like Steve Irwin with one of those hard hats on.
You're riding on the back of an elephant.
If anything, if you're in Africa, like all those like fucking critters that they have out there, I'd be wearing pants. I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't give a fuck how hot
it is. Oh, I know.
I'm not standing out there with things possibly crawling up my leg.
You have the high boots and the puffy pants and the fucking, when you get to the shin part, you're fucking in the puffy little white pants.
Oh, fuck that. I'd go full military style. Not only do I have pants on, but they're fucking tucked into my boots.
Yeah, exactly.
My boots are like super tied and duct taped around my fucking pant leg.
And I have whatever fucking the guy from Man vs. Wild has in my pocket. You know, a piece of tape and some fuck. He's like the MacGyver. He's like the new reality show MacGyver.
And it's just so fake.
Wait, which one's a fake one? There's the bear who's fake. And then there's the one that's with the guy who he has the camera by himself.
Which that's bear.
No, he has a camera crew.
Oh, no, yeah, no, okay, yeah.
Survivor Man, yes.
Yeah, bear's the one that's fake. Man versus Wild is fake.
Yeah, Survivor Man is real.
Yeah.
I mean, there's three of them?
Well, there is now because you also have Man, Woman, Wild.
What?
Yeah, they have one. It's called Man, Woman versus Wild, something like that, or something like that.
Anywhere where
what it is,
somewhere secluded by herself, it's called a raped woman.
No, yeah, no. What it is you got this guy.
No, who's any like scenario, she can be raped. Yeah. Or at least to get food and shelter back.
It focuses on this dude who's like all about survival, knows the ins and outs, and his wife is with him, and she doesn't know shit, and she's completely citified, prissy, whatever. And they're in the wild.
It'd be funny if it was my wife didn't know shit.
I think it's called Man, Woman, Wild or something like that.
It does sound like a porn.
I know it does.
That's the trick in that. They fucking fool you and think you're like, ooh. Hey, yeah, Man, Woman, aww. Wild. I was like, oh my God, it's on fucking Skinamax.
Okay, this watch this. This is a...
Sometimes you get these
that's not the guy I watched.
This is Bear.
Yeah, Bear Grylls.
Sort of in the same way you get snow bridges over crevasses.
And they all have accents like that.
So, really,
every Australian knows.
Wait, so you can trust them.
Just because you don't, they're smarter than us.
And what's hollow underneath?
See, look, he's like, oh, you have to be careful. It's hollow underneath.
He jumped over a rock.
Yeah.
And then watch. This is just some dude.
He falls in
who's just like, hey, look, this is like around my house.
Oh, he bullshit on that?
Yeah, he did. He went to the exact same place. And
he turns the camera like to the side, and then there's
no gap. There you could have.
There's traffic.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh shit.
That's fucking great.
That show Storage Wars. Mm-hmm. I saw a video about that and how fake it is. Because supposedly, these guys are bidding on the storages. They don't have a chance to rifle through anything and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, sure enough, they show the scene where they open the locker and you see the boxes are all stacked nicely and everything. And it cuts to this dude talking. Then it cuts back to that, that very next scene. They're about to start the bidding. And you look at the boxes, they're all fucking tipped over, been rifled through and everything.
Oh, so they are you saying they try to make it so no one else bids on it? Because like when I watch it, like there's a ton of people there now.
Yeah,
a ton of people go to
only
these auctions.
The same like four people bid.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because
they're there for the show, but like some people do have money because they think this is a good idea.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, they have to.
What do the other people do? They only come in like $20, and the rest of the guy come in like $500, $400, $600.
Yeah, well, the point of it is supposed to be that you know they don't get to look in what's in these boxes.
I think they reserve certain storages for that. I mean, that's
yeah, I think so too.
And I think
that's what shows it.
That makes it suspicious right there.
Yeah, like, well, like I had a rumor that in some of these storage rooms, fucking some of the producers and
they jerk off in it?
Yeah, the producers and people who work on the show actually plant items in some of these things too.
Yeah, they have to. They have to. How the hell do you have like four people looking at people's garbage and then randomly they find?
Oh my god! I found a motorcycle.
Yeah,
because I decided to not pay that bill.
Although
that could be true.
I say although but, that has happened close.
Glenn Close.
Yeah, when I worked,
will not be ignored.
I worked at U-Haul, and you know we dealt with.
Is this forgetful or just like they decided not to pay it?
No, they didn't pay it. Room was going to go into auction. Well, before it did, my fucking manager went in there, and there was a pocket rocket inside there, so he fucking took it out.
That was his stolen treasure.
Yes,
nothing valuable.
No,
just a jerk off thing.
No, a pocket rocket is a mini racer.
Oh,
the mini motorcycles.
I was thinking a masturbation tool.
Yes,
for women.
I thought it was like a flashlight type of thing.
Yeah,
you know that is also another term for it. But no, the mini crotch rocket
like,
motorcycles.
Really, you really were excited about it. Your boss stealing pussy. Yeah.
You know, I wasn't even thinking of that one when I said the term. No, because another term.
Because you have a clean mind, sir.
Yeah. No, because another term for the miniature crotch rocket motorcycles is pocket rocket. That's why I said
you know,
that.
If you said crotch rocket, I would have been on board with you. But pocket rocket? That gets way too far-fetched for me. I need specific terms, man.
Well, you think crotch rocket, you know, a small version fits in your pocket rocket, yeah. That's what most of the small ones are called, but... The mini bikes, if you will.
Can I say something? Yeah.
The little tiny motorcycles?
Yeah. That look like...
I hate when bikes. I see like grown-ass men on that thing.
I know.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Isn't the one the three-wheeler ones?
But they have pocket trikes now?
No. Yeah, it's like a fucking little three-wheeler bike. They try to make it all cool, like a Corvette in the front, but like this little small wheel on the back. Yeah. See you on the fucking freeway? No, you have not seen that. I can't know the
word. Oh, wait, where it's got two wheels in front and one wheel in the back?
Like those things that the guys drive around at, like, the parking lot at Target. They're just standing on this,
Segway
that has three wheels.
I want a
shopping cart finder. What are you saying? It has a giant magnet inside, so I can link them all together.
No, I've not seen those.
Pulled off my Jesus fish.
Pulled off my belt buckle. I was stuck to it for a little bit.
Best time ever.
Yeah, say you enjoyed it.
Got a free ride at the fucking front of the door.
Ooh, the vibrations.
Good thing I had to go buy pants.
It's my underwear shopping day. It's all good.
Everyone drinks at the same time.
I know.
I know.
Why not go there for socks? Not that much. It's summertime. I got to get my new socks. Ankle socks right now. Got the high ones?
I can't stand wearing ankle socks.
You wear high socks even in the summer?
I wear the tube socks. Yeah, the same tube
with
socks.
With the colors on them? Like the yellow one, red one? But you wear high socks that go all the way up your calf in the summer.
Not all the way up. They go up halfway.
Because all stretched out to the side.
If I wore them, they'd be stockings.
Yeah, my ankles kind of put a stop to that. Anyways, I can't wear tube socks. For one, they only fit my big toe. And two, it just feels weird.
You mean ankle socks? Crickets thing for that toe?
Yeah, ankle socks.
Big toe joke? Like, you need to be more important for these things. You should cue more just when you say, I'm going to say a bad joke. Be ready.
Just let it go.
In fact, we'll let it carry us off.
Just say it again. Break. Big toe.
Or not.
We got to do a read, don't we?
Yeah.
Can you read?
Not from here, I can't.
Oh, yeah, you need Eric's glasses, huh?
Yeah, I'm actually nearsighted. Not as thick as Eric's, no, but I can see the works. And what's
you really can't see the rest of that?
Word professor, and below that I couldn't see.
You could guess that if you saw a computer in your life. Word processor?
No, I saw the word processor. Actually,
you said works processor.
It said works word processor. Actually, so I was able to see that.
Highlight, blow up. I mean, I can't read that well.
You can't read that from there?
I can read that. It's just too much work. That works, actually.
Make it bigger.
Can I make this up? They have to make me read it the whole way.
There you go.
For the reading impaired.
No, do I have to read it word for word?
You don't
is that
to.
What they want?
I can, they don't care. They just want the...
Because I can blow it up, because I actually like Stitcher.
Okay, go. Do you want some music?
Yes, that would help too. I need some background fake music.
Some fake music?
Yeah, not that real music. I want like an indie band who sucks. Like someone's garage band who like they think they're good, but they're not.
Yeah, so play Skrillex.
I'm trying to think. What's a really bad band?
Oh my god, that's a good track. Well, that's the next topic after the fucking show starts back up.
I can't think of anything.
What did I do?
Oh my god, you're delaying shit. You can hear Wedge Radio on the Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your phone, iPhone, Android, or Kindle Fire. From the Kindle Fire? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was in sync too. You said really. That's really nice. That was cool. I should have ran with that.
Why only the Fire? How come not the regular?
You mean the regular Kindle?
Yeah.
Well, there was limitations from the actual device.
Oh.
So, like, I'm sorry.
I don't know nothing about that.
I don't know what Kindles are. What are these newfangled machines? That means they work with
iPads. It's a flat computer. What the fuck? Where's the CD go? I need to burn my shit.
Hey, mister, we're going to have a new commercial on the floppy drive. That was one of our things we wanted to do. We wanted to hand in the real commercial in a floppy drive.
On a 3.5-inch floppy?
Yeah.
Well, I have it was lot. Either going to be that or a zip drive.
Yeah, I also have a zip disk.
That's just, your hard drive crashed a long time ago. That's what you run your computer off of.
I work on Commodores and shit. I have a green screen if I'm on a fucking monitor. No, but I know Stitcher. I love this. I love fucking watching having Stitcher.
Well, what examples?
What is Stitcher?
No, you can listen to your you have your podcast streaming on your phone all the time.
On what? Your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle Fire?
Exactly.
Ooh, do tell. Please explain more.
You kind of explained most of that part, actually.
Really, that's it?
Why'd you take it away from me? This is my moment.
That's all they had?
No, they have many things. You can go on computer too and watch it.
Oh, you can watch it?
Well, no.
No.
That was actually bad. That
on YouTube?
Huh?
What?
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't paying attention.
So pretty much it's just a little application for all your smartphone technology needs that allows you to stream podcasts whenever you want.
Yes.
It's so you don't have to download the show. You can just stream it off the internet, and so you don't have to waste some of your precious memory.
Shit, that's more convenient than my ergonomic keyboard.
It massages your fucking like wrists as you fucking like type away.
Well, massage is something, is a type of way. Anyways, we'll be right back as Ripped in Half goes into a commercial break.
More about Stitcher. I love Stitcher.
All right, we can come back with more Stitcher.
With Stitcher or Skrillex, whatever.
Skrillex.
Or the fucking Scree, for that matter.
Huh?
It's a Marvel comic thing.
Put that nerd thing again. We need more NSYNC. It's not your
You're listening to the Wedge Radio Network.
I've always found it unnerving, walking into a sex shop just to find my father looking at masturbation sleeves, or my brother leaving a filthy 25-cent arcade with a gross red hue on his face. It's disgusting. I need a place to go where my disgusting family or friends won't see me perusing porn or looking for some sort of stimulation that vibrates. Well, Eden Fantasies is a sex shop online that you can trust. Eden Fantasies has toys for girls, guys, couples, just about everyone. Now my sex life is better than ever before. Who knew I could squirt? Want to find some real sexual satisfaction? Just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com. There is a link there on the right-hand side. Click it, and it will take you to Eden Fantasies. It's the sex shop online. that you can trust.
So all you have to do is just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, click on the link to Eden Fantasies, and get yourself some peace of mind. It's not just a show. It's not just a network. It's free. The Wedge Radio Network.
Love the sound of that air conditioner.
I don't actually hear the air conditioner.
I do.
Oh, now I do. It actually blends in well with the music. That's not an air conditioner. That's my rotovac.
Someone's vacuuming in the other room.
Tell your mom to keep it down. Anyways, so welcome back to Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network. I am currently flying solo at the moment, unless you count Wedge here. Nobody does. Because my esteemed colleague, he had to go tinkle.
That's why we call him Tinkles. What's his bar name?
He is Tinkles, the Basset Hound. Kind of looks like one. Well, not necessarily a Basset Hound. Hey, Jason, if you were to be a dog, what dog would you say you look like?
Okay. A dog?
I say if you were to be a dog.
I'd be a pug.
A pug? Your nose is too big for that.
Oh. They have a flat face.
No, you don't.
I said pug too.
He'd be a Yorkie.
A Yorkie? Yeah, I can kind of see that.
I'd be a, I'd be a terrier. Half breed, fucking mixed terrier breed. Walking around, just dig hole and sit in the sun and be like,
I thought you did that anyways.
Well, yeah, I'm the same. Personality wise, yeah, I would do that. My dog chooses my personality. I'm not going to herd sheep and run around. Fuck that.
Why okay. not?
Mr. Wedge just fucking left the room.
Yeah, y'all saw
fuck that
camera.
Guy.
Party time.
No, he's going to hear it anyways.
So. I know.
If you want to hear what we really say about him, go to RippedInHalf.com and listen to the other shows that we do that are not called Ripped in Half, part of our
Wedge Radio Network. Yeah. Why do you struggle so much to say that?
It's hard to say. It's really a tongue
Wedge user. Radio Network. Wedge Radio Network.
If you say it like that, you sound more retarded than I do.
Wedge Radio Network.
Why don't you say it naturally? You can't.
It's a Wedge Radio Network.
No, you can tell you're calm trying to say it.
No, right, no, there I wasn't. We're Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network.
See, you can do that. I can do that too. Not right now. I don't like to.
You can't.
I choose
I've
not to.
I've never heard you be able to say it.
I choose not to. Sober, too, huh?
Yeah. Even sober, I've never heard you be able to say it.
But I still want to talk to you. G4TV.com.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
I'll tell you. Like, okay.
Do tell. Well, I need to, actually, because my G4 is gone.
Your G4s are gone?
My G4s are gone. No, you know I told you,
how lost the impact of the G4s, huh?
Yeah. No, you know how I told
you
that?
Your plane ran out of gas.
You know I told you, okay, I got the digital cable and everything, and it was weird that I didn't have G4, but I had G4 HD. Apparently, it was just like a promotional thing. Either that or they've upgraded to something else, because, yeah, I don't have that anymore. So
you're part of Time Warner Cable, huh?
Yeah.
So they lost them from them, too? I know they lost them from, like, DirecTV.
No. G4 is on Time Warner. But either A, it was only a promotional time period that it was unlocked for me having basic,
or B, they went from
basic to like the next package up.
I think maybe that's why your package probably was not part of that. They just gave it to you a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's what it was too. So I've actually been G4-less for 2-3 months.
There's one whole cable company that's fucking doesn't have it all. I think it's DirecTV.
Yeah, they canceled them about a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you have?
They said that
no,
that was.
I have AT&T.
They said that that was the least watched channel on their entire lineup.
I love that channel.
And they have no impact from that. They even said, like, we still have the same amount of people who watch
it. It's because nobody watched it on DirecTV.
I mean, no one watched DirecTV. It's not that much. That's the reason. That's the real reason why. No,
other than
like 18, from 12 to 22.
I say, other than old people,
DirecTV.
Other than old people and Susie Homemakers who watch Oprah.
They got, own network.
They get the old people from the Cops and shit like that.
That's what I never understood. Okay, it's a channel, and they have, like, they make, like, how many shows do they do? Like, four?
About four or five.
They have, like, four or five shows, and the rest of the time they just play Cheaters and Cops. I mean, it's boring.
Now it's Cops and Quantum Leap.
Oh.
They do a lot of Quantum Leap.
I love that
they
show.
They do, yeah, which is great.
Nostalgia off the ass when you're watching that.
Yeah, there's Quantum Leap, let's see, Cops, Cheaters,
They don't have Cheaters anymore, apparently. Part of the new lineup now, they don't have Cheaters.
Every time I've ever watched it, they've had it.
You don't watch it anymore. You said that right now.
Yeah, for like 2 or 3 months. You told me in the past 2 or 3 months they just stopped playing it.
Yeah, the day you left.
Yeah, I doubt that.
I watched it today. Yesterday.
Campus PD. It's usually a weekend lineup.
Campus PD is their show.
Campus PD, yeah.
That's their show. It's their
Ninja Warrior.
Which is now being picked up by NBC also. The final one.
No, but they show it. American Ninja Warrior. All the Marvel animes that they show on Fridays.
That's at night.
On Fridays.
The night's their own. The night is their own until, like, a certain time.
Yeah. Oh, and then, of course, there's their sexual education shows.
That's not there anymore, either.
Ready for adult?
No, it's not there anymore. But
you see what happens when I leave a channel for, like, a month or two? Shit just dries up and disappears.
But they even on their own shows, they complain. It's like, you know why you complain? Just face it, people. Cops and fucking Cheaters, this pays for what we do here now.
Yeah.
They even stated on their show. It's like, this is what pays the bills. Some reason people watch this all day, other than our show.
You know, that's because their demographic is probably, it's not large enough, but there's a larger demographic of people who just wants just garbage, and that's what that is.
Yeah.
It's just garbage.
No, because they watch Fox, NBC, and ABC.
They watch Maury. They're the same people.
Maury's a scumbag piece of shit.
Same audience.
That's why I like watching them.
I like when that one chick came in, like, she was a guest over and over again and can never find her baby daddy. Like, she was a repeated guest.
And she always came with a different child each time.
Yeah, she had, like, 10 kids. Every time she guessed wrong on who's the dad. It probably was another guy from, like, last guest. They just
make a whole show called Who's the Dad.
I always love it, though, when they do
My
that.
Two dads.
Oh, no, they made that already. I'm 120% he my baby's daddy. And then they find out they're not, and it's like, oh, my God. You ever notice they all do the same thing?
Yeah, there's only two reactions.
They jump up from their chair with their arms up, and then they just crumple. No!
No, when they are not the father, they run off stage.
No, that's why I said it's one of those two.
And Maury comes and comforts them and shit. Like,
it's always one of those two. They jump up with their hands up in the air and then crumple, or they jump up and run off stage.
Yeah.
You know what? You're the
asshole. And then crumple.
If you're the guy, you're the asshole either way. Either the asshole because it's your dad, you're the daddy and you're a piece of shit for not admitting it, or you're the daddy and you're cheering and dancing for not being that fucking horse kid.
Yeah.
I'm not 100, I'm not 200, I'm 5,000%.
Andrew. You are not the boss.
5,000, huh?
I like I'd be dancing too, and I'm a shitty dancer. I'd be doing like the MC Hammer fucking shuffle dance.
I have to send this so you guys can see it because this is the funniest shit ever.
But I'm going to limb here.
Uh huh.
Are they black?
No. What? Okay, they are.
You know, because the woman's voice kind of gave it away. I wasn't sure. And then the music came.
Mm-hmm. Well, the music, I think someone added later.
I thought you were going to put it so we can see. You're showing us your Facebook?
I sent it to Roach's Facebook. It's the easiest way.
Did he have that problem? He almost got convicted of having a kid with some black chick.
We're going to have to hear again.
I'm not 100. I'm not 5,000%.
Still like Maritza.
You are not the
And there she goes running off stage.
They had that music queued up for that guy. You know that's fucked up.
Nigga, I like how everyone's cheering and then like yeah, he could dance. That's crazy. He just started a new career. Look how he's working the crowd.
But that music was ready. It had like two options.
Oh, no. Well, someone put that in.
Yeah, I think somebody put it in.
I thought it was fucking like they had the show. That's
no,
fucked
that's
up
that's
show.
A post. Show that one in the middle with the goth chick.
It was either going to have the fucking like the Price is Right thing or that music play up.
Well, this thing's like 6 minutes long.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not an edited one.
And you
got to
hear the whole fucking thing.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody has a Songified thing for Maury.
Probably do.
That would be funny. You know what I think is interesting about the show, especially with the whole, you know, when they come out, you're not the father thing, is no matter what guy it is, you know, because he always got the woman on there. She'll be talking shit about the guy and this and that. By the time the guy comes out, the dude can come out and be all cocky, fuck y'all, or just come out and be all humble. Everybody in the audience just fucking boos and hates him.
No, but there is the one dude.
They would hate him if you win.
Yeah, but the moment they say, you are not the father, and the chick runs off stage, everybody in the crowd's cheering for the dude.
Yeah, they love him.
I've seen it where it was the same thing regardless. It was like a lose-lose. Like, he's either getting booed the whole time or getting booed for cheering like a fucking asshole.
No, I saw one where this guy was, like, he said, I don't care if I'm not the father. I just, you know, I love the kid and everything, blah, 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 blah. Like, he's in love. And then
why are you on the show then?
I know, it was weird.
Why are you there?
So she brings him on the show.
I have to know. I just have to know.
And then he starts, he breaks down and starts crying, and it's just awkward for everyone because no one knows how to react. They're like, oh, what do we do?
He wanted to call this guy a piece of shit, but now, like, we don't know what the fuck.
I've seen one. And this type of thing, you'll
apparently
only see.
You guys watch a lot of daytime TV.
No, I used to. Yeah, I used to watch more all the time. I like
that, and then the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah. I feed off other people's pain and suffering. You should know this.
After that was Lucy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, and one of my favorite ones. I never understood this, and it's like, okay, just from the story alone, you know it's a white couple because of the scenario. Dude's on the show because he...
Did they tell you the synopsis first?
Yeah, his wife...
And then you automatically assume they're white?
The wife is going to tell the guy that he may not be the baby, you know, their child's father. It may belong to his best friend. Because in a weakened moment, back when they were engaged, she fucked the friend and, you know... And sure enough, the guy is not the father, but... But they're still mine, and I forgive her, and I'll still be there. And it doesn't change nothing.
That's called being a pussy.
I know.
What I never got was like skinny, fucking really skinny, scrawny white dudes with big, flat black women.
Yeah.
Like they're huge, big women. Even white or black, it doesn't matter. But like it was always some really skinny, scrawny fucking guy. I never understood like how that relationship works. I mean,
I don't know. I know someone who's like...
I think you put his whole arm
I think that's people with mommy issues, really.
Well, I think there's people out there who they don't give a shit as long as the tits are big. And then so the rest of it doesn't matter to them. So even though it's disgusting,
well,
and looks gross,
everything's big.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't really say
that. In proportion, she has tiny tits.
You can't really say that because, I'm sorry, most women who are like really big, fat...
I don't want
their
you to
their tits are only
money.
Big inside of a bra. Without the bra, they're just sitting there flabby as hell.
Ugh.
Yeah, so I don't think that can be the thing. Now maybe if they're like an ass man, but then
it's just a big.
It looks like a sheared off fucking cliff that's just wrinkled in all the wrong places. The only good thing about that is if she happens to be near you while you're at a party and you're animated in the conversation, you can just set your drink down right on that ass and you'll get all animated and turn around, take a sip,
just treat her like a beanbag. Chair. You're like, yeah, I'm tired. I'm going to lay on you, lady. She's like, I didn't even know you were there.
Now, bitch, shut up. I'm playing Call of Duty.
She's like, I'm just glad you're spending time with me.
Bitch, huh? what did I say? Shut up.
You have to take the headphone off. I was like, what'd you say? I'm glad you were saying that. Yeah. Fuck! You suck at this game! He's like yelling at a fucking like 12-year-old kid. He sucks.
Man, get out of here. You fucking garbage.
No, you're
garbage.
You're yelling like a 12-year-old kid, so you're yelling like the nigger like every like 5 seconds as
I fucked your mom.
As you're sitting on this large black woman.
Who at any point could easily just like bend over and crush you.
Papa pays the bills.
That is up until Papa, you know, pulls out a couple $1 million life insurance check.
Policy. You're gonna cover $1 million for your fat, fucking overweight, obese.
You're not gonna get covered. It's gonna be way too expensive.
No.
You're way more than $1 million.
Papa's the one that has the life insurance policy. She's just on there as a benefactor. So all of a sudden, I don't know. We was in the middle of sex. I rolled over, and that was it.
My sister did that.
What, she rolled over and suffocated a guy?
My half-sister is fucking, like, obese woman. And we gave her a dog. Like, my cousin gave her a dog.
She rolled over on the dog and killed it?
Yeah, she actually sat on the dog.
What, she sat on it?
It was a little fucking little white dog. We called him, like, Snow or some shit.
How does she not know where the fuck she's sitting?
It was on the bed, and she went to go on the bed and pretty much, like, crushed
the
fucking
dog. How do you not
dog.
See something there first? Do you not look before you sit?
Well, the dog was there, but kind of scooted over. It died. It's dead.
It was there and scooted over. So you mean the dog committed suicide?
Possibly.
The dog knew that ass is coming. I am getting in the way.
I don't see why that dog would commit suicide. They're both eating good.
Although, maybe he's thinking, however, one of us is eating a little too good, and I ain't going to be on the menu.
You're waiting for, when food runs out, I'm the first to come.
Yeah. Fuck that.
I'm going to be a t-shirt, and I'm fucking like a lamb. That's what I'm gonna be. But it was a little white dog, and my cousin gave it to my sister, who lives in fucking, Denver and shit. And, I get this phone call later.
Alone.
Yeah, it's like that fucking internet meme.
Alone.
Forever alone meme. But no, she fucking she called my cousin about crying. I was there and fucking was like, what's going on? What's going on? It's like, I accidentally fucking sat on fucking snow.
Okay, now I'm curious. The moment you heard that,
I started laughing.
Right away? I was going to say, how long did it take before you were laughing? Were you laughing on the phone with her? Did you at least wait until the phone was hung up and then start bust out laughing the moment it's up so she doesn't hear and feel bad?
I had a grin on my face.
Were you in the background laughing to where she can still hear you and feel worse, but you're unaware of this? When do you, bust out laughing?
I don't talk to my sister. She talks to my cousin. So I had a grin on my face.
Well, yeah, because you're a dick. You laugh about her crushing her dog with her fat ass.
Yeah. And then I went to go tell her son. And that's when I burst out laughing. He knows his mom is a fat ass.
He's just pointing and laughing at her face.
I'm poking his nose as I say it.
The kids are the dogs.
The dead dog? No, I'm talking to his son. I'm talking to her son here. I'm trying to explain to her mom killed a fucking animal.
Right? I didn't know what you do. And then what? Let me get. You took one of his stuffed animals, you put it on the bed and say, this is what her fat ass did.
A squeak toy in my.
You hear that squeaky sound? That's all the air rushing out of your dog.
It wasn't his dog. He actually didn't care. He just says, I know mom's fucking fat. That dog I didn't care about.
Wait, is this the nephew that you live with?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking I'm picturing a young kid.
Oh, he's fucking five in real life.
That's what I was picturing, yes. Coming from you, I was picturing that.
I brought pictures of him, all bloody and broken neck and dead.
Is that why your nephew lives with you? Because he's afraid his mom will sit on him? That's why he moved in with you guys. He's still having flashbacks about the dog. That? Yeah, he has flashbacks about the fucking dog, but he doesn't want to tell anybody. That's the fear.
Well, it's probably maybe he's dressing like a puppy when he's a kid.
I believe you would do something like that.
It's cute at first, and then you realize your mom sits on them for a living.
And of course, this is.
Well, what about those Amazon women who people pay?
Wait, the one who wants schnoo schnoo?
People want they pay them because they're really tall and mostly kind of chunky women to pick them up and cradle them, and then they sit on. They want them to sit on them.
All the people like to be babied and shit.
Yeah,
just like babies.
Yeah,
and fucking. Oh my god.
I think the only reason why I would ever want one of them to sit on me is just because it might help crack my back, and that's about it.
Yeah, some people like the pressure of that weight too.
Mm-hmm.
You ever girls who like to be on bottom? They like that pressure weight, and sometimes they like fat guys for that reason. It's no good.
Steve's like, sweet.
Sweet, right.
Okay.
He starts unscrewing the fucking ring off his finger.
Damn it. Then why do I have to go marry an Amazon?
Why do I fucking marry a topper?
Wait, you mean to tell me those?
Eric and I.
They do exist?
Eric, we're divorced.
I always heard whispers, but I just thought it was a legend.
No, there's some people who do they like the pressure of that. But with baby people, they somehow I don't understand that either. People like to be cradled for a baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you ever see that show Weird Obsessions?
Wait a minute, we got a video.
This is one of these women. They're
the paparazzi guy?
Tall and massive women. She's not technically, I guess, fat, but she's giant.
Isn't she a model? A fat model?
I don't know.
One of those fucking big.
Yeah, she dresses in Lane Bryant.
No, she's a big and tall model, isn't she? Like a fat.
I think it's, what's her name?
She was in Celebrity Fit Club also.
She's ugly.
You think she's going to be pretty?
And I think she's Italian.
No, she's not bad. She's just fucking ginormous.
Yeah.
Like, if she slimmed up, she just...
No. She's bad. Wait a minute. She's black and she's got a blonde weave on.
What does it matter? She's not bad looking.
No, she's not bad looking.
She's just big and black.
She looks like a fucking really tall, less fat in the thighs Serena Williams.
Was that bad?
Have you seen Serena Williams lately?
No, Serena looks like a fucking ape.
She does look horrible.
Serena Williams looks like an ape. That woman.
No, and you want to talk about Amazon? She screams like an Amazon. I picture the way she plays tennis is like when she's having sex. Every time she hits the ball,
you watch tennis a lot.
I've seen some here and there.
You want
close his eyes and masturbate?
What you do in the open? You watch the open?
I watch. No, if I see it on TV, I'll pause and watch for a bit. Although I prefer watching volleyball than tennis, a little more. Action. Especially
sports bras instead of little skirts.
Yeah. Say, especially a high school girl.
The grunting would turn me on, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hers isn't so much a grunt. It's not a. When she hits, it's quite like. That's how she sounds when she's hitting the ball.
Everyone has a preference. Don't discriminate, man.
Like I said,
I was fucking some girls who said that, and actually might turn me on.
Well, like I said, I honestly do think most people, when they play tennis, their grunt. That's the same grunt as when they're having sex.
I want to hear you play tennis and see what you say.
I hit a ball. Yeah, bitch. Take it. Fuck yeah.
And someone's yelling you to him. Someone's yelling you.
Done. I'll hit three balls and just walk off. I'm done. Listen. It's like she's having sex.
Why'd you stop? I got a chubby.
No, it's buffering.
Oh. So is Jason.
She's working that cock.
I told you, it's like she's fucking. People who play tennis make the same sounds when they're having sex.
Now you say people, dudes too?
Yeah, because you'll hear different grunts and groans there. You know, you'll hear some of the guys like that. You'll hear some of the guys.
It's like watching porn without watching porn. You can just sit there and close your eyes and just watch the whole fucking game.
Yeah, you can listen.
Out.
Well, if you're to take, only if you took out the sound effect of the fucking ball being hit by a rat. Mm. Racket.
Racket.
Yeah, I think the racket thing.
That racket.
Yeah, then you can definitely just like close your eyes and listen to tennis and see dirty porn in your mind.
Well, I can imagine that was my ball slapping against my hand.
That's true.
Yeah. Slap, slap. And then,
Every time you slam into her, it's the sound of your ball slapping against her ass.
Even better. It works out.
If you have no problem with your ball sounding like rubber, being hit violently by an Amazonian black chick.
You turned me on this description, so I don't know
what
the fuck's wrong.
And she's going,
your sound effects suck. Let me just close my eyes.
Hadouken!
That's when I'm done.
I'm charging up my laser.
That's what I'm doing when I can't get it up.
Hold on, honey. I'm charging up my laser. every time Jason has
sex. It's a blue laser.
Every time Jason has sex, so he just slips into some sort of a Street Fighter character and goes blows load. He just instantly becomes Guile. Sonic boom!
What really delays the sex is the costume change.
Yeah. Especially when you have to go as Chun-Li.
I have a costume for every occasion.
You know what I don't like, though?
I do like going to conventions.
No, you know what pisses me off about it, though?
About my costume changes with Chun-Li?
Yeah. About when you have to call me up to tag in for you just to fill the E-Honda slot.
I never tagged you, man. I know you're married. Don't fucking
I have no idea what the hell you guys are talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about. I'm just trying to riff with him, but still, it's terrible. You know what?
Fuck it.
We're falling.
Cue the crickets!
Actually, whenever he talks, cue the crickets.
Please. That's better. Reminds me of my childhood.
You live with crickets?
Roast and possum under the trees.
You catch them all the time, right?
Well, we find them dead on the road.
I like them fresh.
They're a delicacy.
Mm-hmm. I like them fresh.
Oh, they'd be fresh.
You just run through a field with your mouth open.
You just scrape whatever you get off the tire.
It's like one of the...
Oh my God.
No, one of the last episodes.
I want to wrap it up.
One of the last episodes of Family Guy. They did.
This reminiscent of the last episode of Family Guy. Remember those days?
You guys remember Family Guy?
Yeah.
No, I remember that.
What they did
was
is
back in the millennium.
Yeah, it was actually in the season finale where they did the whole people wrote in, gave us show ideas. So here's a couple of them, and they did like
that,
the three.
They answered one letter and then did like four shows and didn't fucking reference anything else. That was bullshit, in my opinion.
I still like
they did every episode was based on a listener letter.
No, I still liked the View of Stew. Where the whole little mini show was done from the point of view of Stewie. There's a part where he's sitting there, he gets trapped under Brian's car holding onto the tailpipe, and Brian sees this fucking squirrel in the middle of the road. Instead of swerving to miss it like most people, he starts going after it until he hits it, and it gets stuck on the tire spinning right next to Stewie's face. It was funny.
I didn't think it was funny, too. But that's a good, terrible description. If you want to hear more terrible descriptions, listen to us next week or go to RippedInHalf.com or Wedge Radio.
What's the Wedge Radio Network.com.
I can never say this.
Why?
It's like a tongue twister.
Yeah, you know, I have that same thing.
Wedge Radio Network.com.
Or even just saying the whole show.
You said this like 500 times.
No, or just saying the whole show. It's Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network.com. How hard is that? You can't even do it when you're perfectly sober. You can't do it.
You said that.
So you just did it to embarrass me. Thank you, Steve. You've now hurt and embarrassed me. You feel happy now?
I do. I feel thoroughly happy. You hear that, people in internet land? I'm happy.
Those are your little moments? That's sad, actually.
I know.
Does it make me feel bad for like 1 minute?
Because you know
I can't say a phrase.
It's the only entertainment I have in my life nowadays.
That's why I bring it out once a week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's the one day a week that I'm released from the attic and not fed fish heads.
Fish heads.
Anyways, you can also get a hold of us on our Twitter at Ripped in Half, or even better, comment on Jason and how little he can speak when he's drunk, let alone sober. At Hey Jay, guess what? Like us on our Facebook, Ripped in Half, and of course, send all your hate mail to rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com.
Send the hate mail to Mr. Witch.
I want the hate mail. I want to read hate mail, rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com. Even though we know podcast is a no-no.
No, wait a minute. I want people to like us at least.
That's why they go to Facebook. And they click the little icon with the thumbs up.
I want to fucking hate
And they follow us and stuff.
So yes. We'll be back next week.
Hopefully. Will we?
Apparently.
We did the commercial and everything.